piches asara, yhaisef asara, if he took 10 more, 10 less, the lacher is truma sa truma. So shliach truma is still good, he still has a right, his truma is good. So you see here there's a parasha of shlichus by truma, that the owner could appoint a shliach to tell him to take off truma for him. The question is, minolan, how do we know this? How do we know by truma that the owner could appoint a shliach? The chitayim, maybe you tell me poshid, the yalaf mi gershin. Let's learn it out from the psukim that says by gershin v'shilcha, so it's a limud kol terakula, there's a parasha of shlichus. So Gemara says, no, ma'ala gershin shken yesh nechayl. That gershin is called chayl negeret to truma. Truma has a certain amount of kedusha to it. So since it has kedusha, it's like a new parasha. So you can't learn out the parasha of truma from the parasha of gershin. So how do we know by truma there's a parasha of shlichus? So Gemara answers, on makro, the posik says, atem, which really means the pasuk says gam atem, and the word gam is extra. So the word gam is l'rabis as a shliach. The pasuk just should have said atem, and it says gam atem to include a shliach is also good. And Rashi says gam atem came to rimu gam atem v'hai gam yiseru. The word gam is extra. So it comes to teach us that not only the owner could take off truma, but he could also appoint a shliach to take off truma for him. Now the Gemara says, if so, v'nichtav rachmona b'truma, v'naisi hanach v'nigmru minei, let the Torah just say this pasha by truma, pasha of shlichus, and I'll learn out gershin from truma, because gershin is choyl, so for sure I can learn it out from kedusha. So Gemara says, no, mishum di'ikol ha'mifruch shken yeshtem b'machshava. I'll tell you, truma is still different. Truma could be given through machshava. As in, you see, the Torah gave a special aloha of machshava, just with thought, maybe that's why shlichus helps. But by Gershom, when there's no din of machshava, you have to write a get, maybe their shlichus is no good, I need a pasuk of shlichus. The Rashi says, the machshava means, Rashi says, noisin einav v'tzad zev yechav v'tzad zev v'chsiv v'nechshav. If you have your eyes, like the truma should be on this side, you have a right to eat the other side. With machshava alone, it helps. So therefore, I need psukim both by Gershom and by truma, that there's a pasha of shlichus. But there's another pasha of shlichus. That's what we learned. Chabura shavat pischa. A few people got together to buy a Korban Pesach, and they lost it. So, v'yomru li'echod, the four people told the fifth person, one of them, tzayu bakesh, go try and find that Korban Pesach. V'shochat aleinu, and if you find it, you could shecht it for us. V'olach, the person went u'motza, and he taka found the Korban Pesach. V'shochat, and he shechted it. Now, v'hein, these other four people, like, they got nervous already. So what they did was, lochu b'shachatu, they went and bought their own new Korban Pesach and shechted their own. So it's like this, im shaloi nishchat rishoin hu oichel mishaloi ven oichel mishalahem, hu oichel imai, that if that person found it first, so everybody eats from his Korban Pesach. So you see, he could shech the Korban Pesach for all of them. So his shechita helps for everybody, he could be a shliach for everybody. So the question is, minolad, how do we know in the pasha of Kodshim of the Korban Pesach that one person could shech the Korban for shlichus of everybody? V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me, di'yalef mahanach, let's turn it out from Gerishin and from Truma. The Gemara says, no, ma'li hanach shekein yeshten choyl eitzel Kodshim. I tell you, even Truma is considered like choyl nageya to Kodshim. Kodshim, Kabonis, the Korban Pesach, that's real Kodshim. So maybe by Kodshim we don't have the chiddush of shlichus. So you can't learn out Kodshim from just Truma and Gershon. So how do we know in the Pasha of Korban Pesach there's a Pasha of Shlichus? So Gemara says, Nafkulei mid Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. We learn it out like he says, Diyom Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Mina yinsha shluchus shel adam kemoisai. How do we know in the Pasha of Korban Pesach there's a Pasha of Shlichus? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'shochatu oisai kol kahal adas Yisroel ben Habayim. That the whole Klai Yisrael should shech the Korban Pesach. The question is, v'chikol ha'kol kulam shechtim, does every single Jew have to make a shechitas Korban Pesach? For lo einoi shechet el echod. Normally only one person does it for a few people. You have 10 people owning the Korban Pesach, and only one person does it for everybody. But you don't have to have mamish every single person to shecht. Elo, from this pasuk, it's a proof, mikan sheshlucha shalodam kemaisai, that a shliach of a person is like he himself. Therefore, when the shliach shechts the korban, it's like every single person shechted the korban. So it's mekuyim the pasuk of v'shochatu oisai kol kahal adas Yisrael. It's considered like every single person made a shechita on his korban pesach, because there's a parsha of shlichus. Now the Gemara says, if so, nichte rachmona v'kodeshim v'neisei hanech v'nigmar minei. The question is, okay, let the Torah just say the parsha of shlichus by korban pesach, and I'll learn out and I'll gerushin and truma from it. So Mar says no. Mishum Yikla Mirfa, still I could ask the question, Ma Lakodishim Shekein Rav Maaseya Maidei Shliach. Kodishim is different. Because like we had already, who brings the korban? Not the Yisrael. A Kohen brings it for the Yisrael. So a Kohen is a Shliach for the Yisrael. So in the Pasha of Kabonis, they're all brought through a Shliach. So since there's a Pasha of Shlichas by Kodishim, that's where by Korban Pesach also is the same Svara, that a Shliach could shecht even though here it's a Yisrael, but a Yisrael could shecht everybody. But maybe only by Kodishim is the Pasha of Shlichas. I would not know by true men, by Gerishin, that's why I need two separate Pesukim. Samar says true. Chode mechode layasya. If we only say one pasuk, I can't learn out the other two from this one. But the question is still, why does the Torah say all three pashas? By Gershon, by Truma, and by Korban Pesach, three places. That is a pasha of shlichus. L'chura teisi chode mitati. Let the Torah just say it by two places, and I'll learn out the third from those two. Samar says, let's see. Hi teisi, which one should we learn out from? If you want to say it should not write kodshim, v'taisim mehanecha learn out from truma and from gerushin. No, mal hanasuken yeshin choylei to kodshim. I will not be able to learn out korban pesach from those two because those are choyl against kodshim. I can't learn out. Siv so good, but lo nichta rachamon of a gerushin. The Torah should not write by gerushin the pasha of shlichus. V'taisim mehanech. Let me learn it out from truma and from kodshim. The Mor says no, mal hanasuken yeshin machshava. Kodshim and Truma, you could do with Machshav alone. A person just thinks to make a korban with his Machshav alone, it becomes Kodshim. Mashenken by Gerushin, Machshav means nothing. So therefore, I can't learn out Gerushin from those two. I tell you, says the Pesach says by Kodshim, Kol Nediv Leiv Oilis. That when Nediv Leiv, with your Leiv alone, you could also make something Hegdish. So therefore, I can't learn out Gerushin from these two. Elus, the rather, the question is, Lo Lichta Rachmona Betruma. The Torah should have not written the pasuk of Gam Atem, the extra word Gam, by Truma. V'teisim mehanach. Let me learn out Truma from Gerushin and from Kodshim. So Mar says, Hochinam, it's like a true, you're right. If the Torah wouldn't have written the word Gam, I would also know a parasha of Shlichus by Truma, because I would learn it out from Gerushin and from Kodshim. V'yel, if so, Atem Gam Atem Lomuli. Why does the Torah say the word Gam? So I'll tell you, Miborle Lelech Rabbi Yanai. We need it for another drosha, for Rabbi Yanai's drosha. The Yom Rabbi Yanai, Gam Atem. You know what the pasuk says, Gam for? That we learn out, Ma Atem B'nei Bris. Just like you, the owner that's taken off Truma, is a Jew, Ashluchachem B'nei Bris. Your Shliach also has to be a B'nei Bris, has to be a Jew, and not a guy. You cannot appoint a guy to take off Truma for you. So Gemara asks, Halom Likro, what do I need a pasuk for this? The Yom Rabbi Chiyah Baraba, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Eino Eved Nasa Shliach Lekabel Get, Miyad Bailo, Shel Isha. That an Eved Kenani, cannot be a Shliach to accept a get for an Isha. Why? Lefishayna Bataris Gitnu Kedushin. Because an Eved Kenani is not in the Pasha of Gitnu Kedushin. Therefore, he cannot be a Shliach either. So you see, Goyim cannot be a Shliach. So Pshita Goy cannot be a Shliach to take off Truma for you. Why do I need a pasuk Gam Atem to tell me a guy cannot be your shliach to take off your truma? So Gemara says no. Here it's different. Itzrich. It's true. I need the pasuk Gam Atem by truma because Salka Dardechamina. I would have thought to say Eved Elav Barateru. True. An Eved Kanani that has no pasha of kedushin or gerushin klal. Therefore, he can't be a shliach to accept a get. Avoloi kechovim, but a guy. A guy could take off his own truma. If a guy owns property in Eretz Yisrael and he has fruits growing there, if a guy takes off truma from it, it's chalded in truma. The Tanan we learned, they themselves take off truma, trumas and truma, that the truma is chal. And a zar is also tedious, like Rashi says. This man the Yom holds in kinyan. That the fact that Goy owns the property, so what? It still has Kedusha Soretz, and the parents are still Mechuyiv in Truma. Ayum, Meruach HaBitchavmai, the Goy makes the Gemak of the Patish, makes the final Kree, is they not point them in a Truma? This one, the Yom says, it doesn't pattern. So therefore, a Goy is possible to take off his own Truma. So therefore, I would have thought to say, Eimor Shliach Nami Yovid, maybe who I didn't then, a Jew, could appoint a Goy to take off Truma for himself. Maybe a guy could be in the parasha of Shlichas for Truma, since a guy could take off his own Truma, on this Kamash Malon, that's what the Pasuk is telling us, no. It says, Gam Atem, that a Shliach, even in the parasha of Truma, could only be Gam, like you, it has to be a Ben Bris, a Jew, and not a guy. Now the Gemara says, Dabar Ula Reb Shimon, Depota, But Rabbi Shimon says, no, if a guy takes off his own truma, it means nothing. It's not like we learned. Trumas oivikichovim medmas v'chayovim olechoymish. That is, the Tanakhama says, if a guy takes off his own trumas medmas, means it has isurim on it. And if it falls into chulin, it makes it demas, he can't eat it. It's like truma fell into chulin. And yechayiv choymish if you read it. That's the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Shimon Paita, Rabbi Shimon Shita is no, a guy, if he takes off truma, it's potter, it's not called truma. So Rashi says, the ksav, because of Shimon holds, Ein meruach oivikichovim chayiv truma. If a guy himself makes the final kree, he is not mechayiv his peris and truma. He learns that from midigon chavlo, divnavikichovim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, a guy cannot take off his own truma. So if so, atem gamatem lomali. Why do I need a special pasuk gamatem to tell me you can't appoint a guy to be a shliach for you? Pshita, you cannot appoint a guy. Since the guy is not in the parish of truma, for sure the guy cannot be a shliach for you. So Mar says, no, itzrich. Still, I need a pasuk like this. Because salkot adachemin, I would have thought to say, hoyu v'yomamar. Since we make a drasha like this and say, atem, the pasuk says by truma atem means v'loy arisin. A norris, if you have a workman that works on your fields, he cannot take off truma for you. And atem v'loy shutfim, if you have two partners, one partner cannot take off truma for the other partner without his permission. And also v'loy apotropis. An apotropis cannot take off truma on the yisoymim's property. And atem v'loy atorim eshene shaloi, you cannot take off truma from somebody else's property. So maybe, I would have thought to say maybe also that atem v'loy shlachachem, maybe there's a special miyatir that by truma only the owner himself has to take off truma. But he has no right to appoint even a shliach, kamash malon. That's why I need the word gam atem to teach us know that you should know in the pash of truma, there is a pash of shlichus. Even though the Torah is makbid, not a shutif, not an apotropis, that's because they're not a shliach. But if you make a shliach, you appoint somebody. You tell him he should be a shliach. There's a pasha of shluch shladim kemoisai. He's like you. He could take off your truma. Smor says, no, honichol Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. This is good according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Elul Rabbi Yonasin, the mapig le'elahai kroh le'drosh achrino, he uses this pasuk for something else. So, the pasha of shlichas by kochim, by korm pesach. Rabbi Yeshua dashes from this pasuk that there's a pasuk of shlichas by kochim. But the question is, according to Rabbi Yonasin, that he uses this pasuk of v'shachas to waste the kol kaladas Yisrael ben Avoyim for something else. If so, minayin shekoy